Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, great game last Saturday in Grand Forks. It's the nature of the beast. Sometimes they don't go your way. Kind of fluky, a block a shot in overtime there, breaks a stick, goes right back to him. That's the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just it's a game of inches, and we always say every play matters. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, in these games, and that's what it is. And if you take a look at probably the last four or five games against Augustana, the team we're playing this weekend, it's the same thing. It's, you know, it boils down to a one-shot game.
You were called for one penalty in the game. It happened to be in overtime. We've seen it both sides, both the Beavs and the opponent. If you get caught flat-footed for a half a second, bad things are going to happen in overtime, aren't they?
For sure. And you just got to watch the plays you make, too. You know, you've got time and space, and you got to make sure you have time and space. And you got to make a lot of direct plays, try not to force pucks. You're right. If you're off by an inch, something bad can happen.
I know you don't believe in necessarily good penalties or bad penalties, but a penalty in that situation, you're living to fight another day, aren't you?
I don't think, but again, you're not thinking you're going to get a penalty. You're going after the puck, or you're going after the man. Then, as you know, whether when you're locking horns, things just happen, and that's what happened.
On to this weekend, it's not necessarily rare or unique, but it's different. You're playing Augustana for a second time before Christmas. After the break, you've got St. Thomas twice. There's a lot of moving parts that go into making a schedule. How long in advance do you have to tell the league what your non-conference schedule is? How many dates can you say we want to be home this weekend, we want to be on the road this weekend? What all goes into making a schedule?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, there's obviously a lot of things that go into it. Number one is we have certain dates that are we can utilize for non-conference. That's the one thing. But then if you can't utilize those dates, I always say we get three bullets. And what you can do with those three bullets, you can schedule a non-conference game. You can request a home series because it could obviously be a building situation, or you can request a road series. And a lot of times, too, you might be requesting a home game during finals, or you might want to request a bye. And a lot of teams will request a bye. They want to buy at a certain time. So you do have three bullets, but then again, what we have is the first 3 weeks of October and the first weekend of January, which is like January 1 and 2. Those are blocked off for non-conference dates. So we do have those. But again, a lot of times you can't fit your non-conference dates in, so then you got to use a bullet or two for your other non-conference games, which is, you know, basically during the league scheduling season.
If you use a, quote, bullet, does the league abide by it? Do they have to give it to you?
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, there's enough dates where we can schedule. There's enough dates. There's enough weekends where they can schedule. And, no, they can. But sometimes you want to make sure, again, you have a good schedule, maybe a home away, home away, home away. So you want to try to work things out that way. And we're going to have an 8-team league next year. With an 8-team league, it's a lot easier to juggle it that way. You start having a 10-team league and a 12-team league, it gets more dicey.
Well, I was just going to ask you that. What changes next year? And does that just flat out give you an extra weekend that you can build in for a non-conference weekend and then potentially another bye?
Maybe. I don't even know, Schultz. Yeah, we just do it. You know, I mean, I just do it years in advance, and we block off. Like, I always block off. I want to be at home during finals, obviously. And then what I'll do is sometimes we have we do know that there's the wrestling tournament, for example, is in at the Sanford Center. Well, I got to block that. I got to be on the road that particular weekend. So, and then there's usually maybe a non-conference series. I just got to figure it out. Sometimes, again, there's different restrictions. Sometimes you don't have to use all your bullets either. You know, in a perfect world, it's really nice to use the January 1 and 2 date for one non-conference series. And if you can get, you know, two of them for sure in that those October dates, now you're only, again, you only have 1 week in where you got to figure out a non-conference series. So sometimes that can be tougher too, though, because you're also dealing with another team. And, you know, you just have to make sure, again, that you can, you know, request a date, and it accommodates both teams.
How far in advance do you want to schedule all of your non-conference games?
I want as fast as possible. I want to get it done. I want to secure dates. I want to let the Sanford Center know. And, you know, then obviously, again, when that time comes, because I think we're doing 27-28 right now for a league. I want to give the league, I want to make sure our league schedule is good as well. But if you don't have all your non-conference dates finished, which a lot of teams don't, then the league schedule takes precedence. So there's just a lot of things. There's a lot of moving parts to it, Schulze.
I know that, you know, the Sanford Center and Mankato, two city-owned arenas, those are the two big ones with all the other kind of stuff, like wrestling tournaments and concerts and that kind of stuff. Advantage, disadvantage, or just the way that it is?
It is what it is.
More with head coach Tom Cerutori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Mentioned Augustana twice, Tom, before Christmas. What kind of pros and cons are there playing a team, in essence, four times in a month, month and a half?
I'm not in love with it. I'm sure Garrett's not in love with it. I would love to have St. Thomas this weekend, and exactly what you said earlier, play Augustana the second half of the year. And, again, just kind of keep everything split. But, again, sometimes it doesn't work that way, and it's really tough for the scheduling makers, and I understand that.
Nine games in this quote-unquote rivalry isn't a big sample size, but you've won six out of those nine. You're 5-0 in one-goal games. You're 3-0 in overtime against them. The 5-0 and 3-0 just seem big with such a small sample size, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't even know that, Schulze. I don't even look into things like that because these games are so tight all the time. I don't look at who wins and who loses. I just know it's going to be a tight game tonight and a tight one tomorrow, and you just hope that, again, you find a way to be on top.
Riley Funk has taken the most faceoffs in league play out of any center. Did you go into the year knowing he would kind of be taking the majority of them, or is it just kind of the way that it's worked out?
Well, you know he's going on our team because he was going to be a top two center. So, and I didn't know that either. I didn't know if he had more than Piercy or whatever, but I don't look at a lot of those stats. So, but again, there's no question before the season, you know, Funker would be taking a lot of taps.
How has that helped your power play number move up the charts here in the last month-ish?
Well, if you win that faceoff, it sure it does. There's no question it helps. They're defending. You're on offense. You're dictating terms. I always like to say you're dictating terms. So it's huge. I mean, it's huge. I mean, if they clear a puck immediately, it's tough to get things going on the power play.
You have the league's best offense. Augie's got the league's best defense. What challenges do they pose?